Yes, sir. Welcome. Welcome to the Untitled Podcast. Once again, coming live from the Savannah Hoop Shootout. Weekend of Thanksgiving, man. You already know how we getting down, how we get up, give it up, man. I got my guys with me. The podcast, man. I am Boob, nor the voice, nor the vibes, man. I got the Milwaukee Miracle.
He let you live.
Nah, I wasn't supposed to do that.
Go ahead. My bad, man.
I got.
You can't help yourself.
I got young E in the building, man. Young Bobby Brown, all that good shit. Pop it. Also, man, again, got the podcast with me. Go ahead, my guy.
Oh, it's my time. It is me, yours truly, Stephen A. Sip, recording live from the end market, Savannah Shootout. Got now to the right of me, and I'm cursing this episode because I'm with a good friend of mine. But to the right of me, I got my boy Never Tell with me, and we are representing the podcast today. And we are joined by a special, special, special guest today, coming off of a Final Four season. My guy, good friends, you feel me? I can't say it enough. My boy George, the head coach at the Savannah High School. You know what I'm saying?
That high.
Man, what's good? What's up, man? What's up, y'all boys, man? Shout out to y'all first and foremost, man. Y'all know I appreciate y'all, you know what I mean? More than anything, and it's actually crazy because our relationship goes way past these podcasts. People don't know that. Like I said, I've been around y'all boys for years. Y'all embraced me when I got to Savannah, just being a kid out here hooping for real. So I always show love, man. I always appreciate y'all, man, for sure.
Me and G go back to the Y days, man.
Oh, yeah. They don't know about that when I was out there slaving for real.
Yeah,
back when me and Miles thought we were just going to run the Y and our life would be set.
That's it. Had to learn a little different, man. So, man, my God. So, back, Final Four appearance. Anybody who knows feels like that was a state championship caliber team. But with that, right, comes a lot of different pressure and responsibility because a lot of those guys are back from last year. So for you in your mind, man, how do you keep egos in check, right? I mean, E talked about that, how one of the easiest ways to derail a championship is egos. And then also, for yourself, right? You've been there, you know what I mean? It was an emotional loss. Like, how do you kind of recalibrate, check yourself, get back in and get that dog back in to attack again next year?
Well, I think as far as just the egos are concerned, man, the good thing about it is I'm a relationship guy. Like, I'm not as much as an X and O guy. Like, yeah, I can go and draw some buff, but it's relationships. Like, if you see the way I interact with my kids and just the way we go about it, I think understanding them first kind of helps me balance and check everything. But also, we have a bunch of alpha males, man. So us having a bunch of alpha males, you got to make sure that they know who the leader of the ship is and you put it in check. Like, I make it known, or at least I try to make it known that this is the way things are going to go. I try not to say he's only getting shots or he's only getting shots, because I'm trying to teach basketball players, not just a one player. I don't want to have a one player team. I never want to be known for that, because I tell my kids, it's kind of like 2K. Do you want to be the guy sitting in the corner spotting up shooting, or you want to be the guy dribbling? Or you want to be the guy that does everything?
Right.
You want to be the guy that does everything, you know, be a basketball player. So it's definitely hard, though. I ain't going to sit up here and act like it ain't, because it's high school kids. Excuse my language, they're doing some other things now. They're getting a little older, so you guys know what comes with that. And then, like I said, they're very good basketball players in a basketball city. So you know how it is, being from down, y'all being from down here. If you're a good athlete in the city, there's already extra stuff coming with it. You got people coming out the woodworks. You got people that might have picked you up and took you home one time, and now they coach you for 5 years. So it's just different stuff to me. And like I said, just trying to get these kids to understand that there's humble beginnings and a humble ground from that. So we do have some egos, man, but I think it's just all part of their personalities, and I don't want to take that from them. So I just try to embrace it and try to understand them as best I possible. And then as far as me, like I said, it's actually easy. I was getting beat up every year. I was in high school playing basketball at Savannah, being from Camden. So winning now is anything that we win. Like I told my kids, hey, y'all did me a favor. I ain't never been this far in basketball. You know what I mean? So coaching it, it's like, it's really no pressure, because I've never been to the stage. Like, even us returning and going to the Final Four yesterday, last year I was taking everything one game at a time.
Because
you don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring.
That's a fact.
Like, right now I have 12 seniors. People get on me about that. But like I tell them, I don't know what the season's going to look like next year. And all these guys have been with me. So I think also just a loyalty thing. Most of these, every senior that I have minus one, have been with me since they've been in eighth grade. Yeah. So for me to not give them the option to have a spot on this team, we turned this around together. It ain't just me. Right, I don't play. So it's just me telling y'all what to do. So us being one big family kind of just helps that in general. But like I said, I just, right now, I think the biggest thing for me is trying to find ways from the game. Basketball is just a very, very, very pivotal and primal part of my life. So when I can go on vacation, when I can go do something else that ain't got nothing to do with basketball, I try. But I look at these kids as like my little brothers, sons, cousins, nephews, all in one. So it's kind of hard to get away from, but I try to. Ain't much getting away for about 8 or 9 months, though.
Yeah, you're going to take them vacations. We know that, right?
Yeah. Chill out, man.
You were saying, yeah.
I got a great travel agent. That's all that is.
Yeah, sound good, man. Second question real quick. I know he got something for you as well, man. But so at this point, a lot of the interviews we did today was based in first times, right? Mm-hmm. First time in there, first time in this arena, first time for girls, first time for whatever. Y'all are vets, right? Mm-hmm. You've been in it. You've seen it. And furthermore, y'all have been in the Final Four. So big games at this point for y'all aren't a secret. This time last year, it was y'all. It was Johnson. It was a game of the, you know, game of the year for the city. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to see what y'all really had over there. Everybody want to know what Johnson was really talking about, right? So now, with y'all being vets, with y'all being locked in, we watch your practice, very loose, relaxed. You know, you can tell that you've seen it before. But again, for you, kind of the same question, right? Like, how do you then turn around before game time, lock in, remind them that the same things you felt this time last year should be the way you're feeling going into this year as well?
Well, man, I'm a basketball junkie, man. So, like, normally when I leave and before we have a game, like, I'm just going home and watching basketball. Like, when I get out of here from you guys, I'm probably going to watch basketball 30, 45 minutes and just picture myself understanding the decisions that all the great coaches make. So the way I kind of go about it is just try to get them to understand that collectively, we're good. Individually, we're not.
Yeah.
So it's just it's nuances behind that. You know, there's some other choice words that I use that I ain't going to say on the podcast. But when it's go time, it feels like I'm about to play. So the adrenaline gets to rushing. So whatever I say is whatever I say. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I give myself a little credit and a pat on the back because I don't write nothing down.
Yeah.
Like nothing. I don't write no. I ain't see y'all see me with a practice plan.
Yeah.
I don't have no practice plan. I don't have anything. It's all mentally. It's all natural. So I don't want to take away from that because I feel like that's what got me here. Right. Just being myself and kind of just being authentic. So if y'all ever got a chance to like today, y'all step in here, hear my pregame speech. If you don't want to play after I finish saying what I got to say, then you ain't no hooper.
Right.
That's how I look at it. And also, I feel like I shouldn't have to get you ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't a whole bunch of people had to say to me, whether I'm playing pickup, whether I'm just shooting around, just that focus has to be there. I heard Ian saying today, focus, focus, focus. Like I try to tell everybody else, man, that focus going to come.
Right.
But also, my kids don't like to see me when I'm on the other side of that track. Because I might sound like this, but I got a nasty streak in me a little bit. So I try to give it up to them as best I can.
It's a reason that mic'd up content never made it see the light.
So. I'm crying.
Oh, yeah, man. I forgot.
I forgot last year.
Yeah. We ain't. I don't need that
nobody's
out.
Nobody's made it.
My boy got a little spicy.
I got a little spicy. Because Johnson came out and jumped out on us, man. They jumped out on us.
Talk about that with Johnson for a minute.
Yeah, man. I think it was, I was watching the game the day before yesterday, 19-2 or 19-4.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh yeah. It was. Man. You can hear me saying like, I don't know what y'all boys want me to do. I ain't calling no more timeouts. Y'all got to play. You can hear me saying it. So, like I said, I know my kids. Like I know once they settle in and they lock in and they find that focus, whatever they got to do to get it now is the hard part of coaching. But once my boys focus, I'm not taking anybody over us, period. It don't matter who you are, where you're playing from. That's just kind of the confidence I'm trying to instill in these guys also.
Well, on the state for a reason.
Okay. That's what I was about to get to. George, you know, coming from where you started from, you know, coming underneath Coach Jordan and like you said, the umbrella, and I always hear you give him praise or whatnot.
Gotcha.
I think that we've been kind of mellow far as the Savannah High community, far as the basketball thing. You know what I mean? We've been dormant for because we've been spoiled early.
Right.
We've been spoiled over the years.
Right.
And for myself, I could say without a doubt you brought that back last year in that Elite Eight, that home game.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably when I won. It felt like, you know what I mean? It felt like I was playing. It was like back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, people outside trying to get in, people standing and leaning over the, you know, the top rail.
Yeah,
up there.
Man.
And I'm just like, damn, it's back. So, you know, coming from, like you say, where they started and knowing that it is back to the point where everybody knows. Because, you know, I'm going to be honest. Savannah, whenever who has that team. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
that's
Savannah
where everybody clings to.
To. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
We got to be honest. That's what happens.
Gotcha.
So you being in the leader this year is being the number one, you know what I mean, the state. You know, how do you feel about this and being like having a target on your back and just knowing every game everybody's pretty much either going to play you in the zone or they're going to just try to their best thing to beat you?
My biggest thing about it is I love the fact that people got a really game plan for me because I ain't doing a lot of game planning. Okay. Basketball has been the same.
Right.
Like, I'm going to watch some film. I'm going to have our kids watch some film. I'm going to make the adjustments I need to make, but I feel like it's a chess match. I make my adjustments in game because just because we're prepping for this. So imagine if I'm prepping for this. A very, very wise coach told me this. He's actually at the University of Texas right now. He was my assistant, Coach Chappelle. Oh. If you're game planning for something, right, and then somebody throws something different at you, what are you going to do?
We were talking about that earlier.
So it's kind of like I don't get caught up into the game plan. Then, guys, these are high school kids.
Right.
Free throws, yeah. Layups, 50-50.
Keep it basic.
Yeah. You win those three.
You keep that shit basic.
You know what I mean? You're going to win the game.
You're going to overload no information.
I mean?
Yeah.
But I also want to shout out the fact that people just think I came over here and inherited something good.
No.
My first year, this is my fifth year at Savannah High, and I love – this is the most important stat that I tell people. This lets you know about us and me and Coach Dank and just what we try to bring to these kids, not just basketball players, but just in their life, teaching them how to be winners. 1-17 my first year I got here. Very uncharacteristic of Savannah High. Camden ain't never went 1-17, yeah. But I also understand what was going on at that time. And I pride Coach Jay because as many players as Coach Jay could have went and really, really got, he didn't really do that. So imagine trying to do that with a bunch of homegrown kids. And every year, like, you, there's people now that started with Savannah High that are with other programs and went on to be successful. So if we were able to get all those kids, it'd be different. But we were 1-17 my first year. We were 8-15 when these kids were freshmen. We were 21-8 when they were sophomores. We were 24-9 last year as them being juniors. So that let me know everything we're doing works.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, forget the kids and the skill set. And people also think it's going to be a drop off after this year. Right. After my 2025 class comes out here, my JV went 13-1 last year.
Yeah.
My freshman only lost two games last year. So we hear it and we understand it, but we also realize that I know now where Savannah needs to be, Savannah High at least needs to be basketball wise in the city. Because the city's a lot more intuitive and paying more attention whenever we are winning games and being on top. Like, I remember when we weren't winning games, there's a lot of other stuff going on around Savannah. Now Savannah High winning games is not as much, I would say, per se. It's not as much going on. So I look at it like that. I'm not looking at it here just trying to win games. I'm trying to help the community. Like, I feel like God has me here to help the community. And every kid that I see with a basketball, like, say, y'all know y'all kids, you know what I'm saying, y'all little cousins, whatever. Hoop school ain't just for us, bro. Hoop school is for the community. Like, I want to try to keep the community in a good stand, in a good place, because I know it's hard out here for these kids. Me going and being on the east side every day, I see it like firsthand. So a lot of stuff what people are dealing with, once the season comes out and it's over with, and I just explain to people what we had to deal with this long in our season, you'd be like, there's no way. I've had parents, and I ain't trying to put nobody out. I've had parents not being around the whole season. I've had parents going to jail. I've had kids having to do stuff for their parents, actually being a parent. So just trying to get these kids, that's not a norm. You know what I'm saying? But you want to work and put yourself in a situation where you can be up.
Right.
Like right now, my biggest thing that I have for November, all my kids are applied and accepted into college. All of my seniors. So even if you don't go and play basketball, you know what I mean? You got somewhere to go. Right. It was November where all the applications were free.
Yeah.
So you got to have at least three of them before you played in this game at least.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So all of them have gotten applied and accepted into school. So even if you don't play basketball, I tell my kids now, go take that financial aid money and start you a new life. Because some of y'all ain't never got. Now, some of y'all ain't ever had your own rooms.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some of y'all ain't never had a free meal plan where you can play eat three times a week, and you gotta take out some money that you ain't necessarily gotta pay back.
Thanks.
Now, government, don't come and get me, bro. I'm just telling you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for a fact, me, I'm about to go back to school. You know what I'm saying? It's a plan. I'm about to go back to school, and I've had my master's for 7 years. I'm going back to school to get financial aid to get some more stuff for these kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's kind of my plan of how I look at stuff. You're always looking at a way to help these kids, and just playing basketball ain't going to help them, because you're going to have to stop playing eventually. Oh, y'all was hoopers, and what y'all doing?
Facts. Working.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tell them all the time, you got all the time to work, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, plenty of it. Yeah, man. So coming into the season, right, ranked number one. Now, I know you, obviously, Gav, a lot of y'all personally, right? So when these rankings come out and y'all, not so much you, get kind of up in arms about where you rate and all that. I'm always person, why the fuck do y'all even care? But you know what I mean. It's a big deal. But for you, right? You got to see it twofold because you may not care about it, and I know you don't care about
it. Not really.
But you got a lot of kids and also a community, and we talked about it when you first took over the position, right? Like, kind of feeling, you know what I mean. You know what those practices start looking like. You know what I mean. Once you start winning, so for you, how do you maintain the culture that you set in, right? Because you came up under Coach Jay. You know, all those good, but you're also your own coach.
Right.
Right. You do things your way. So how do you maintain that culture, keep that going, and keep your kids locked in with you and not what everybody else is telling them?
The first thing I try to do is just be loose with them boys, man. Like, y'all see how I interact with them, bro. I'm going to be loose with you. I'm going to talk to you like a hooper. I'm not going to talk to you like a coach unless I have to, unless I need to. Coaching comes into play when I need to. But like I said, I'm so invested in these kids as people. Like, I tell them all the time, bro, even if this basketball don't work out, bro, still hit my phone if you need something.
Yeah.
And I ain't just talking that just to say it. Like, I think that all these people need more guidance. Like, I wish I would have been the person I'm being for them. I wish I would have had that for me. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm really trying to do. But it is definitely hard trying to juggle it being number one. I act like we're not ranked every day. I try to act like it because I want to be ranked at the end of the season. I don't want to be ranked right now because now it adds to the egos of kids already. And it's a prideful thing, too. Now, if you lose a game, you're not number one. That's why I'm kind of glad that we lost off rip, you know what I mean, in Augusta when we just lost. Do I think some things could have went the other way? Yeah, but we missed some free throws.
Yeah.
No matter how many of them we shot, no matter how many of them they shot, we missed ours. Mm-hmm. So I try to take the approach of just, like, don't get complacent as a person, but also be thankful for where you at. Because just because we number one don't mean nothing, bro. It's a ranking, bro. I could text Sandy Spiel right now. Shout out to Sandy Spiel. I could text him right now and be like, hey, Sandy, we don't deserve to be number one. Take us off the rankings. Then what you going to do? Are we still number one?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't like the rankings per se, because now if you lose, does that mean your team's not good?
Right.
That mean your team not, like, you can go from being number one to number 10. And then what I don't understand about rankings is, like, Coach Jordan told me this, and this is what I had to take into account. It's opinion-based.
Yeah.
Like, what can you show me, and why can you show me we're ranked number one?
Yeah.
We didn't come back from – yeah, we came off the Final Four, but we weren't state runner-ups last year.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, and it's just different, man. I'm not really big on rankings in general, because now it's like just being ranked as a player. Like – if you're ranked number one as a player and then somebody that's not ranked come in, he busts your ass. Is he number one now? True. I tell Makai Jordan all the time, shit, I should be playing D1. If I beat you, we play one-on-one. I'm a D1 player then, right? So, I don't know, man. I just kind of look at it in a different light, man. And then they're kids, bro. Putting these expectations on kids.
Too much.
Like, now you don't love these kids the same because they don't win.
Right. Too much.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think it should be predicated around that. You know what I mean? That's just the way I look at it, though, because wins and losses doesn't define you as a person, but the more you prepare to be a winner, it'll define your life, though.
I agree.
Every decision you make today sets you up for tomorrow. So I just try to get them to make winning decisions in life. Forget the basketball, bro. Like I said, they can't beat me now, and I'm 30. You know what I mean?
And to go off your ranking thing that he was saying, like you said, that shit don't really mean mean nothing, because I think my senior year, we probably was supposed to be the worst Vanity High team ever. They had us ranked 7th in the city, not in the state. So we was like, yeah, and we just came off of, I think, Sweet 16 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me and two other returning seniors. We had juniors, some sophomores. They was like, yeah, they ain't going to be shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, at the end of the year, we finished 26-7 in Final Four.
And y'all were probably hungry with people telling y'all wasn't going to be shit, right?
Yeah, we were number 7. Had some newspaper, number 7 in the region. We was like,
that's crazy.
Us, like,
one thing I can say about being ranked that I think is a good difference too, that I noticed, is like when we were losing and we were getting our ass whooped, if we beat somebody that was good, you don't get no real praise. But if you lose as the number one team in the state, now I can't coach all this other shit that I don't pay attention to. Like I said, that's why I don't even get on the internet. Like, you see that shit all the time. Like, I see all the internet stuff going on. I don't even respond. I had my mama delete a comment off the internet one time. What we going back and forth for, bro? Like, like I said, my thing is, if you are from Savannah and you can't see what I've done with these kids in this program, you a hater.
Right.
Period. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, cause I know what I do. I know what me and Dank do. I'm not knocking no other coaches, bro. But also, like I'm explaining to you, like I explained to parents, I know what your kid is gonna be when they leave me.
Yeah.
They're gonna be a better person. Not a better. Obviously you're gonna be a better basketball player. You can teach basketball to a monkey if they listen.
Right.
But I want you to be a better person, bro. I don't want you to go in here and still be a hothead. I don't want you to go and crash out when you done with me. Yeah. I want you to think, damn, what would Brown say in this situation? Or what would he do? That's probably ain't smart for me to go ahead and do some dumb shit right now. You know what I mean? And then, like I tell my kids, you do not want to hear the short, bald guy on your ass all the time. So just do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Simple.
Nah, it's facts. It's facts.
Kind of blew because I missed a good portion of the episode. Mm-hmm. Man, where my dog Dank at, man?
Man, listen, and one thing I can tell y'all about Coach Dank Jackson, Darnell.
Dank's being a fat ass.
Dank don't even care for all the ambiances. Like, if Dank could go live on an island and nobody know where he at, Dank would do that. Like, Dank don't even, I'm trying to get Dank now. Hey, Savannah High needs your help. I'm trying to get Dank to play in the Savannah High Beach alumni game. Yeah, there's no chance he plays. Listen. He don't even want to coach. But like I tell Dank, bro, just his understanding of the game and him being a player, bro, like, people know Dank for being a player, but Dank, the thing I love about him most, it ain't a lot of rah-rah with him. He gonna say what the hell he gotta say. You gonna listen. And if you don't, shit, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But as a man, think about how y'all carry y'all lives, bro. I'm not gonna keep telling you the same shit I've been telling you. I'm gonna tell that shit one time, and I'm gonna go about my way. You feel me?
Because as a man, you don't want to keep having to tell another man.
You
want to
repeat yourself.
Yeah. But this is where it gets also crazier. I'd also tell these kids this, bro. At some point in time, bro, you're going to be the leader of a household. Mm. Whether you want to have kids, whether you have a wife, and everybody going to be looking for you to make decisions. So the time that you nut up and you can't really make one and shit like that, bro, be firm in what you got to say. Y'all know how it is. Y'all got families, bro. You know how it is. You got to be the alpha all day long.
And at the end of the day, like, all of us can't contest, you know what I mean? It's going to be up and downs. Like, your life ain't finna go, you know, no straight, narrow way.
It
and
ain't, bro.
It's the reactions and it's the choices you make when that down come. Because it's going to come.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have that
You're going to start sliding down.
You choice, but you got to deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
It's
about how you respond, bro, at all times.
I was about to say basically what you just said, but I said it on Twitter, like, bro. And I feel like every basketball player in here can agree. We base life off of the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just basically said, it's a game of runs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you hot, keep your foot on the gas, brother. Mm-hmm. Keep going till you run out. But boy, when life is against you, brother, when the run is against you,
man, listen,
weather the storm, my boy, you're going to get through it.
I tell people this, bro. You know the hardest thing to do, one of the hardest things to do in life, when you're working out basketball, and you can't make that shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you can overcome that, you can overcome anything in the world, bro. Because it's just you. You're battling against yourself. And you know if you're missing it too short, you're putting too much in it, think about how that shit carry on in life. Maybe I should put some extra bread on this bill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If I don't, shit, I'm going to be in a situation where I might not have this bill no more. You know what I mean?
Right. So
I try to tie basketball on all life lessons.
What I did before.
You feel me? You know what I mean?
And then the thing is so bad for it, I even tie basketball into women.
Hey, man.
And I hate to say this, it but works. Like different attributes for different players.
This is me all day of the week.
Hey,
all day of the week.
Hey, like, hey, she Kyrie or she this. Or like, all day of the week. You know, like, different attributes for different players. You know what I mean?
Sean Ruth. I'm going to use one for an example with him, right? So, Sean, if you guys, if you know Sean, you know Sean. I'll put it to you like that. Sean was having some women problems, bro. Sean's thing is, I hate to put him out like this, which is
business,
Sean's thing. He gonna be all right, man. We locked in like this though.
Right.
Sean's thing was, I tell Sean all the time, bro, two females in a relationship will never work. I use other words, but two B words in a relationship will never work.
Okay.
Never. Because you're going back and forth at each other.
Yeah.
I said, me? Think about it now. Think about it now. If you gonna be a B word and you know you acting like a B word and they are already a B word, how y'all gonna mesh?
Can't.
You can't
walk off, my boy.
You can't. So you know what you need to do? Be the alpha male. As an alpha male, just like I got to do. I got to go talk to teachers every day. I got to talk to parents every day. I got to talk to people to get you out of trouble, whether you did it or not.
Right.
Y'all think I want to do this shit every day? I take that shit on the chin every damn day, and you would never know.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it on the chin for me.
Right.
I'm taking it on the chin for y'all. So I think the more that you put yourself in a situation to be a sacrifice and be a servant leader, it does nothing but help these kids and help you as a person. Because, bro, these boys changed my life. Like I said, before I even came back here, bro, I could have took another job and made way more bread. You feel me? I don't know where God gonna take me next year. You know what I mean? Y'all getting the first answer to that, but I might be around, I might stay, I might go, it never knows. But wherever God places me at, I'm gonna be prepared. That's why I tell my kids, be prepared, bro. Just be prepared. Because you don't know what's going to happen, bro. You could get a job right now, sip it. Say you got to go to another University state. Of North Carolina. You could be their player development coach. What you going to do? See what I'm saying?
Nigga, you better zoom in. Wrong with you.
You see what I'm saying? It depends, bro. Y'all can right now. Y'all can hit on a broadcast off this episode or episode that ain't mine and shit. Now somebody wants y'all to move to Houston. And you got your own setup. Yep. What you gonna do?
Yeah. Got to go.
But you only can go if you're prepared.
That's a fact.
If you're not prepared, you can't go. And if you're not a man and you ain't a leader, and you ain't no alpha, you ain't even gonna be thinking clear.
Yeah.
You want to do all that rah 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 like a female dude? I can tell. I don't even talk to crazy girls, bro. I ain't doing all that.
Yeah, I just thought, I'm 30 now. I just got to that age.
You understand it now?
Yeah, it had to take a little minute.
And you know what's funny is I you know what I mean? Yeah. What's funny is, man, like when I talk about certain guys and I call them like my little brothers and all that kind of shit, like one of the people I appreciate the most has always been George. And the reason why is G don't never stress me out. I got a few of them that stress me out. I get a few phone calls. That even like since I moved, like a few phone calls I get, and I'm like, bro, like, what you want me to do about that? Like,
how for real, bro.
What you want me to do? You're one of my stressful friends.
Yeah, what are you saying? Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's stressful because again, when you got people you close with, you care about, and want them to do well.
Take up for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, certain shit. Like, yo, like I can't protect you here.
Right.
So the growth I've seen in G, you know what I mean, from day one, right? To like I said, from the Y days, you know what I mean, before I even knew. You know what I mean? He wanted to coach and any of that shit, right? Like, to now it's been night and day. You know what I'm saying? Just to see that growth, man. So
I appreciate it, man. And, trying.
Yeah, and it's funny because we talked about this on an earlier episode about how kind of like your teams really kind of take the personality of the coaches, right? Like, we talked to Lex and how it was hard for them to really coach those girls because they a certain way.
Right.
But you can't build that because you're not allowed to coach that way anymore, right?
Exactly.
So for you to see what you've done with them kids – since you don't them boys and the way you've really kind of grown them, because even when they wrong, right?
Right. Even which when they do be.
Yeah. You know what I mean? As a whole, I see you in your team.
Right.
When I watched that last year in the Elite Eight, when Kyle went out, I'm sitting in the stands like, damn. Like, this might be them boys.
This might be
walking,
it right
they
here.
They started walking it back. They started walking it back, and then y'all pulled it out. You know what I mean? They got Dreams and Nightmares playing in the background and all this shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But really, like, I came down, and normally when you know what I mean, when they coaching, like, I might, you know, say, hey, good shit.
Way,
yeah, good shit, that you know, whatever. But I had, like, I had to pause for them and tell bro I'm proud of them.
Come
just
on,
because.
Man. That's a moment.
Yeah, it was a moment. Yeah. And it was, you know what I mean?
Give me flowers in real time.
Yeah, like, you know? Really had to do that, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I would have felt like I'd have been lame if I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was on your heart.
Or if I wait.
You ain't saying?
Yeah, let me wait till tomorrow. I'll call.
I'll post it.
But yeah, and then, like I said, that's probably being in Savannah. That's my favorite game. That'll probably always be my favorite game of all time, just because of the atmosphere. Like I get chills still watching that game. Like I know what Coach JB saying now about some of his games. I used to get chills when we be talking and stuff like that. He tells me, he say, "You'll know, bro. Savannah High is a very special place. You'll know."
Yeah,
I tell people, bro. Like if you're not from here, and I can't stand these folks, but I'd say they have a great basketball tradition. Savannah High is basically like the Duke of Savannah basketball, like the brotherhood that they have, like, bro, it's
different.
Folks coming back from
different.
The 60s, the 70s, they still coming to the games till a day. So I could say that you were brought into something and you have done a great job keeping, preserving it, making it better.
Trying to.
I ain't even gonna fuck.
Updated version.
And I'm gonna say something. Being an insider, you know, and one of those brothers and all, we got them calls when you first got hired. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
You.
I'm
you
already know.
I
yeah.
knew who you was. I knew who you was. Yeah. But niggas was like calling me like, bro, ain't even from the hood. I'm like, hey, he's straight. Trust me. Just he got it. Just trust me.
Hey, I'm a BRC because he ain't ass phony sometimes. I'm keeping the buck with this shit, right?
Who the fuck
so
is
George
this?
George always been my guy, right? But hey, listen. So with me, because it was funny because it was a different situation that led me to know that George was getting a job, right?
Right.
So when he told me, I was like, all right, bet. So actually, I think me and E was recording that day. So I pulled E house. I said, shit, y'all boy got y'all a new coach. He like, who? I like, shit, George. The fuck is that?
Yeah. Hey, I was like,
I don't even want to show y'all what I was getting sent. It was going crazy on me.
I want to know. Well, you could tell me.
Probably. I'll tell you in public. I'll tell you right now. Come on, man. It's me. I ain't no gatekeeper now.
Go ahead.
Once you hold that trophy over your head at the end of the season, what you going to say to them folks?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be, I already got the news. The accident is not. I got the newspaper. I'm going to retire. That's what that shit going to say. Mm-hmm. Coach Brown retired. Not even being funny, man. I'm gonna retire, bro. I'm retired because I'm not even going. I thought about doing some other stuff because even Miles is big on me for not popping shit. I don't do that. I mean, I try not to. You know what I mean? Yeah. I try not to, but I know what's going on with my boys. And y'all boys know me as a hooper, bro. My boys will play wherever, whenever, 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 4-on-4, 12-on-12. Like, we just will. So I think it's gonna be, the work is gonna speak for itself. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna make sure that everybody knows, and I already told everybody I'm getting the ring fitted for my middle one. I'm not getting the ring fitted for no other finger but my middle one. And then, like I told everybody else, you can see all my interviews, everything that I'm doing. If we don't win state, it's a disappointing season. Period. Point blank. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what anybody says. If we don't have a state championship at the end of this year, I didn't do my job. We ain't out here playing just to play games. We ain't doing that.
And that's,
you feel me? We ain't playing for fun.
And that's what's dope, right? Because I've been keeping up because I got a good friends and coach, right? So I'm watching y'all to see what everything going on. Every interview I seen, whether it be live, whether it be a printed article, whatever, like, you've held that standard up.
Hey, yeah,
like,
I'm stressing
like,
that.
Like, nah, if it's not a change, and you don't.
Stressing
out
on the news.
And a lot,
crying.
Yeah.
WCLC? Yeah, I told them, boys. I'm stressing that, bro. I'm stressing that.
And it's been a lot of coaches, a lot of coaches, period, who don't want to, A, put that pressure on their team, but the real about it is they don't want to put that pressure on themselves.
Yeah.
They don't want to be the one to say, nah, we don't want to state championship is the point.
Right.
Mm-mm. Because it's something that comes with that, right? If you say that, yo, state or nothing, then people feel away, right? And people going, you give yourself the room for them to say, you said I was going to win state.
And he failed.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You said that.
He putting
right?
the target on his back.
Exactly.
It don't get no bigger and don't get no brighter if I say it, if I do it. That's how I look at it. And then, like I said, remember what I told y'all, boys. If I could teach these kids to shoot for the stars, if you fall below it, if you're the state runner-up, bro, you still made history. You still put yourself in a good situation. You still put yourself in a good spot.
And some unsung coach. You weren't even there to look for you. Done seen you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, everything's going to play out how it's supposed to, man. Like I said, I don't believe in coincidence. If you approach the game the right way, yeah, the ball might bounce your way. It might not bounce your way sometimes. You might miss a layup when you're supposed to. It's a part of the game, bro. But if you approach that shit consistently the right way, think about all the greats that do anything.
Right.
Consistently, if you can, Elon Musk, he consistently grinded Twitter and consistently grinded Tesla and all that. Look at him.
Ain't no secret.
You feel me? Bill Gates, grind. Y'all boys, the podcast ain't just show up. Y'all grinding for that shit. Untitled ain't just show up. Y'all grinding for that. The same way I'm grinding for something out here, bro. I'm trying to get these kids to understand that it ain't just got to be basketball either. The amount of money, I ain't even gonna lie to you, the amount of money they throwing kids nowadays, I probably wouldn't even have hooped.
Yeah.
I would have been in IT or some shit. You know what I mean? Like
Tom Brady, like 300 M's to talk sports.
Man,
like,
listen.
Why you think I ain't about to
But like I tell them, all that comes from you dominating in your sport, though. Or you dominating at what you doing. That provides other opportunities. See, you got to think three steps ahead, bro. That's one thing that I don't got no kids yet, but one thing, me having all these boys, man, and managing all these different personalities, which like 50 kids in our program between 9th JV and varsity, which is a lot for a 1A school, but I also ain't cutting no kids because maybe you're not playing this year, but shit, if you bust your ass and work hard, shit, you can play next year. And I'm trying to breed competition. Thanks. You might get a jersey today, but you bullshitting practice, you ain't getting a jersey next
Coach
week.
Jay was good for that shit,
yeah, I ain't just giving you a jersey to say, you out here, you look good. You had to be able to provide something for this team.
I earned this.
Oh man, and then the crazy thing about it is them boys know me. I'll throw you in the game.
Come on, man.
Cause shit, I also know shit. Yep. Sometimes some kids just need to be out there. Sometimes you can go out there and you're going to surprise me. Nobody, I hate for a kid to not get an opportunity because you don't even know what the fuck they're going to do. That's a fact. I try to, y'all see me, even if I'm playing you 30 seconds, bro, I try to use all my kids. I try. Now it's going to be some games where you can't do it. You know what I mean? I understand that as a coach. Like I said, Coach Jay get on my ass all the time about some of that shit. You know you shouldn't be playing that boy right now. Yeah, I get that, Coach Jay, but.
Sit his ass down.
Also. It's always going to be bigger than the wins and losses. That's for me. Yeah. Always, bro. Because I've already been at the bottom. I went when winning. You know what winning one game in a season will do to you as a competitor?
Start trying shit.
Bro, you'll see dots. You'll see black every day, bro. I was walking around seeing black every day losing like that. I said, bro, there's no fucking way I'll do this again. Come on, bro. Crazy.
It's one other thing you said earlier, and I kind of want to mention it. It kind of stuck with me. And as a player, I didn't think about it as much. And you just said something earlier, and I probably wish I could have heard this earlier. You stated that when you stopped your practice and you huddled up, you stated, say, this is the atmosphere, this is the gym you will be playing for in the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come out here and play as if
it's a state championship,
because it's the same type of setup, you'll be seeing. And I was like, damn, that was kind of dope. Because
really,
three
steps ahead or three steps behind.
Even if you're playing a sorry team, you're probably not looking at it like that much. You know what I mean? Or that type of competitive nature. Mm-hmm. But when you put me in the mind concept of, oh, this the atmosphere, I'm playing in the state. Like, let me get my shit right.
And one thing I say that I ain't say out there, and like, bro, be where your feet are.
Yeah.
You worried about going to school. You worried about, bro, if you dominate this shit where your feet is today, everything else take care for itself.
Yeah.
Everything. You come in and you work hard where your feet are at. Mm-hmm. Where you can take your feet where you want.
Right.
That's how I look at that shit though. But man, like I said, it's just finding different ways to mentally. That's what I think I like the most about the game. It's a mental challenge for me.
Okay.
Like you see them boys, like y'all know some of these kids. Yeah. Imagine trying to get these boys to play together when some of them are already good individually.
That's the one thing that I was looking at them.
Oh, it's too much talent out
like
there.
With that alpha shit that he said, I could just see it on their body language. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing.
Right. No, it ain't.
It's not bad. But each one,
they
could just
feel like they the man.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I could just see how it just oozing out of myself. Okay.
And like you said, one gonna dominate over the other.
Man, and then I tell them all the time, bro, if you don't do nothing else, bro, just take my confidence. Now, sometimes, bro, I know how shit gonna play out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to come in Savannah. We already know that shit gonna play out, but I'm a hoop.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all boys gonna do. You feel me? Right. We ain't gonna lose because of me.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be me. But that's just being an alpha, bro. Just looking, taking advantage of that shit, bro. And then, like I said, bro, I understand and know it's more than just Savannah people looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I got people in Camden looking at me. I got people all over just paying attention to what I do. And the last thing I'm gonna do as a black successful man is blow the spot I got over some bullshit, over not being prepared, over not being ready, over, you know what I mean, making a decision that could hinder and fuck up the next 20 coaches that are probably coming to get the job after me. That's kind of how I look at that shit, because I think that us as black people, bro, we don't do enough in a sense of trying to really, really help each other. Like, we say we're going to help each other, bro. But are you?
It takes a village.
You feel me?
Right.
But also, shit happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I understand that shit happens.
And
so.
The same thing like you saying, like, everybody be talking about this generation, who they came from. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I'm looking at it like, we can keep saying this generation, but if you ain't doing nothing to help, the community, and nobody in that generation, you can't keep saying this because we birthed that generation, or the people like, or our aunts and our uncles birthed that generation. You see what I'm saying? So we just can't be using that as excuses.
And then, bro, you can't get tired of raising your kid.
That too.
You can't get tired of it because it's a never-ending cycle, bro. It's nonstop shit that goes on with that, bro. You can't get tired of it. And I'm not saying that parents do. I'm not saying mine do by far. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the hell out of my parents. Let's make that known. Mm-hmm. But I think that until your kid is fully established and able to do shit on their own and really do shit on their own, bro, you have to be the one to do it. Yeah. You got to make the sacrifices. Think about all the trips and shit that I could be on and all the shit I could be doing, but ain't like I'm making a killing.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? With these kids. You know what I mean?
I say FTK.
Savannah, I take care of me, though. I ain't going to act like they don't. You feel me? But it ain't like I'm making Tim Jordan money right now.
I ain't gonna front my boy. Gotta let you go ahead and start game planning for the night. Sure. We got a game to get to.
I appreciate y'all boys,
we really
man.
Appreciate you for your time this evening. And we wishing you the best of luck tonight, my guy.
I appreciate it, man.
See you later in the garage, goddamn.
Yeah, I gotta get out there, man. I gotta get out there.
Goddamn, how you come in with the trophy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something, bro. Something.
When you come in with us, man.
Yeah, man. So so before we let you go, one question we done asked every coach that came through here. I think this is a real big question for you, right? Not trying to shut anybody else, but
yeah, yeah, for sure.
Just with expectations that you have, right? So tonight you're in front of the city, obviously. You know what I mean? A big game. When everybody walks out of the gym tonight, what do you want them to say about Savannah High School basketball this season?
Well, I don't want to say what I got them to say. I actually thought this was going to be a process, you feel me? So I figured I was halfway decent at this. I wanted them to say that the High was back.
Yeah.
But that was last year. They know we're back now.
Right.
Oh, we're going to win state.
Yes, sir.
That's what I want everybody to say.
Perfect. Hey, man. Better way to lead
signing
in that.
Out, man. Stephen A. Still. Oh, Stephen A. Silk.
Damn, what? It's been a long day for you, ain't it?
Long day.
Yeah.
Boy, Stephen A. Silk. J-Tone the 4,000. Wow. Never tell. This is the podcast.
Yes, sir, man. The voice and the vibes, Bulls, man. And as always, got my guy, Young Jonesy. Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We back in the building. This is the second year, first day. You know what I mean? A great one. We'd like to thank everybody who participated today. And it was a great turnout. It was a great one.
Yes, sir. Great job, yes, sir.
Make sure y'all subscribe to both of them, man.
Talk to me nice.
Yeah, man. I go eat some. I go eat some.